You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Central MP Chloe Schroberg has released a new video of the interior of the vandalised St James Theatre. Now, just for a bit of background on St James, it was built in 1928 and once hosted shows and concerts, including the musical Cats, musician Nick Cave and Jane Campion's piano as well. St James is also a Category 1 heritage building, meaning it is a historic place of special or outstanding historical or cultural significance or value. The Heritage Theatre has been closed since 2007 and had been mothballed until a spate of recent break-ins. Now, building owner Steve Bilby says thieves and vandals had gutted the once historic site. A video showed fungi growing on damp floors, damaged electrical fittings and roof as well. Now, Schroberg also wrote an open letter calling for the government to match the Auckland Council's $15 million commitment to restoring the building. She says the decision can't be kicked down the road anymore. In the letter, Schroberg also says the recent breakings and damage had exposed the building to weather and rain, and accumulated fountain eroding dampness. She says the revival of the theatre secured Queen Street's status as a buzzing destination and provided space and place to Auckland's creative community. Now, I spoke to the owner of St James Theatre, Steve Bilby, about the break-in. Here he is now.
Yeah, so I guess what happened rewinding it a bit. About 4 weeks ago, we had a break-in in the building, and we sort of thought that we'd had a few break-ins in the past. You know, maybe it was just a bit of vandalism, a bit of tagging, and a theft of a couple of statues, and that was sort of where we thought it was. But for some reason, the power wasn't working, and then we started getting specialists in and digging a bit deeper and trying to figure out what had happened. And that actually sort of then the sinister nature sort of started to, I guess, show itself about what had actually happened. And they've been through and stripped a lot of the electrical cabling out of the building, cut off the mains, got round the surveillance and security systems, taken all the copper water pipes, and we sort of thought, this isn't good. But that was sort of okay. We could deal with that. But a couple of days later, we had a weather event and a fair bit of rain. And next thing, there were sort of waterfalls coming through the building. And that's when the maintenance people got up on the roof and realized that they'd actually stolen sort of all the copper gutters and the lead flashings and damaged a lot of the roof. And water was just sort of coming in and then getting into the ceilings, and the ceilings started collapsing. So it was kind of sped up the decay of the building substantially, and sort of put it in a situation where we have to do something about it quite quickly, otherwise it'll become sort of an unsafe and unsanitary building, and that's when it's at risk. So that's the lay of the land, I guess, for the theatre and about its current predicament, and that's what's led Chloe's call for, you know, government to come in and say, hey, look, do we do it or do we not do it? Council have committed to it, and they've been involved for quite a number of years and are really supportive of the project. But now it's sort of time for the missing piece to come into play, and that final little push and make the decision: do we save it or do we not?
So, I guess from your perspective, someone that's quite involved with St James, where would be a good start?
I think what we're looking for from government is just a commitment that they, that they want us to do the project, that they're committed to getting involved in helping it. I think that's the first step. And then sort of working out, we've asked them to match council's contribution. So, you know, indicate whether there is an appetite to do that. And I believe there is. You know, I think government have always been quite supportive and interested in the project as well. It's just been a matter of, you know, being able to kick the can down the road, and sort of not have to deal with it today. We can deal with it tomorrow, because there's never a good time for these kind of projects. You know, they sort of seem to rear their heads at difficult times. So that's where it's at, and that's sort of, I guess, what we call the ask. It's what we're asking government to do: come in and say, yes, we're interested, and we're interested at that level. And then we'll work through all the details. You know, there's always a process involved in these things, and I appreciate that. So, you know, if we can get that process underway, it would be a good thing. But that would mean, I guess, give our project the confidence to be able to accept the council funding, you know, with knowing that there's more coming from government and that we'll be able to restore the theatre fully, which is the missing piece that we need to do.
Yeah, and I guess restoring a heritage building like this with such history, implemented with an entertainment gigs and such theatre as well, would be a gem, especially for Central Auckland.
Yeah, look, I think it's definitely a good project for that mid-city area. You know, it's the missing piece of the arts precinct, and I just think Auckland Queen Street could use that. You know, it needs a bit of life back up in there. We don't want a derelict block in the middle of Queen Street, you know, 100 metres from the new CRL station that they're building. So, it's a good project, and I think it's worthwhile. It's well worth the investment.
That was the owner of St. James Theatre, Stephen Bielby. Now I am joined by Green MP Chloe Schraubert. Kia ora, Chloe.
Kia ora.
How are we doing?
Oh, good, thank you. Green MP for Auckland Central Proud, thank you.
Auckland Central, my bad. Now, when I spoke to Steve earlier, we discussed how this would be a significant heritage issue as well as a creative issue as well. You know, something like this would greatly improve the creative community here in Auckland as well, you know, the artistic community. But I guess, why is this an important issue to the Green Party?
Well, it's an important issue to me as a Central City resident and representative, but I guess also to the Greens on a larger scale, because it speaks to the places and spaces that we want to prioritise for the people of the city, for a vibrant community and places where people can connect. It's also recycling, as somebody made the point to me the other day, recycling on a really large scale. It is the cheapest kind of new, in quote marks, venue that Tāmaki Makaurau will ever get. You know, as you just heard Steve explaining there, for government matching the commitment of council at that $15 million in the adjoining apartment blocks, helping to fund the other approximate half of the shortfall for the restoration. We're looking at getting a brand new, effectively, Category A historical building, which can have a scale of around 2,500 people when sat in kind of concert configuration. So, yeah, it's a phenomenal opportunity, not only to make sure that we bring back to life the kind of midtown part of Green Street, but also to kind of fulfill a gap in the market for emerging artists that can't quite get the commercial radio play to get to Spark Arena, but looking to dip their toe in audiences a little larger.
Mm. Yeah, now Stephen also told me about how this would be such a massive gem, especially on Queen Street. It would greatly improve the vibe there. And now also, we also know that earlier, this year you were talking about revitalising Queen Street as well.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the point, right? It's all fundamentally connected here. What I found really fascinating in my role as Auckland Central's MP is that there are a number of people who want to talk about the city and want to talk down the city, but next to nobody who's out there and saying that these are the really amazing opportunities that we have to revitalise things. And we've seen with cities across the world, even across the ditch in Australia, that with the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent lockdowns, that councils in particular have taken a lead in revitalising arts and culture and nightlife. We've seen that in places like Ireland, then in places like Sydney, taking the plunge with George Street and deciding that they were going to pedestrianise there. And we've seen the massive benefits for places and spaces that people actually want to hang out in, not just go through. So if we're talking about the location of the St. James, and most people, you know, who are tuned into the Mighty Bee will probably have it clear in their mind, but it's right between the Central City Library and then on the other side, the Civic Theatre and kind of Altea Square. So if you think about the amazing location that is and what that vibrancy would offer in terms of foot traffic and people spilling out into places and spaces, more eyes and ears on the street, greater sense of community connection, well-being, and also safety. All of that is awesome for our city centre and for our city and country at large.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Now, you and Steve went into the building and you saw how run down it was. I guess, where do we start?
Yeah, good question. So the building's been mothballed now for several years, and that kind of goes back to after Steve took it on in around, I believe, 2015 or so, and kind of brought it back to life for about a year and a half 2 years odd to show people the potential in that building. But obviously you can only run something for so long before you obviously have to deal with some of the health and safety concerns and obviously some of the restoration work. So then things were kind of put on hold, and Mayor Len Brown at the time of Auckland Council fronted up with Auckland Council to commit $15 million towards the project, with expectation that there would be another commitment, possibly from government or from philanthropic funding, to meet that $15 million in order to get it off the ground. Obviously, the adjoining apartment paying for the other component, reaching up to around $67 million. So since that point in time, we've kind of been frozen, and the can's been kicked further and further down the road. It's really interesting talking to, you know, even my forebear in the Auckland Central seat, the Honourable Nikki Kaye, but also obviously candidate at the time, the Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern, now our Prime Minister. It doesn't appear as though there is any kind of lack of political interest in this, but we just haven't yet seen the action in terms of the commitment. So the point of this kind of mini campaign that we're running, and obviously getting as many people as possible to engage with the issue and the potential that we have just lying there dormant right now in our city centre, is to get folks to sign up to kind of our petition, our open letter to the Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, the Honourable Kiri Tapu-Allen, which actually has really been sped up now in wake of, as you mentioned just before, the video that we released over the weekend, which shows that mothballing is no longer an option as it has been for the past several years, because we've seen a recent break-in, which was quite a sophisticated job, to be frank, where folks stole the flashings and the guttering, internal wiring, and obviously without all too much care for the future of the building. They did so exposing the building to the elements, and now we're starting to see degradation and dampness and wet that hasn't existed in the building before, posing a real threat to its foundations, and therefore making this no longer a conversation about how far can we kick this can down the road, but are we going to do it or not? It's kind of now or never.
Yeah, and I guess that brings me to my next point. I had some talking to some mates, and they were reminiscing about you know, what St. James once used to be, and I guess they were discussing, you know, what you had just mentioned. Is it now or never? Is that definitely the case? Do we need to see some sort of action done urgently? Otherwise, you know, I guess leave it.
Oh, we do need urgent action. I mean, we're otherwise at risk of losing this Category 1 historical building. And I make that point kind of because I think that if you've been paying any attention to the debate that we're presently having, which I think has become rather unconstructive about, you know, density versus kind of special character areas. I made this point at a public meeting held at St. Matthew's in the city a few weeks ago when, you know, I'm a staunch advocate for more affordable, warm, dry housing, and I'm never going to apologise for that. And when we're talking about the likes of special character, I think that a lot of people conflate that with heritage. It's not. What we're talking about here is literal, real Category 1 heritage, first opened in 1928. And if we could have an iota of the focus from mainstream media and from some of those groups who have organised themselves in neighbourhoods across particularly this city towards focus on fixing a building like this, then we have a jewel in the crown of the historical buildings in our city centre and in our city at large. And it's also probably worthwhile making the point that, you know, 25 years ago when the Civic Restoration Project was taken on board, the Civic Theatre was in far worse shape than the St. James is right now. So, yeah, the opportunity is there, the precedent's there, and we can get on with it and get it done. To lose it would be to lose an incredible opportunity for an effectively brand new, awesome, kind of mid to larger sized venue, but also to lose some of our heritage.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Chloe. Also, for the record, for those also to the listeners out there, we did get in contact with the New Zealand Heritage Building Foundation. While mincing my words, they weren't available for an interview today, but they did express the importance of these heritage buildings, and we'll probably look to in the future go into why St. James is so important, as a heritage building. That's us. All good. Thank you so much, Chloe.
Have a good one. Cheers.
You too. Bye-bye. That was a Green MP, Auckland Central Green MP, Chloe Schwalbeck, speaking about the revitalisation of the St. James Theatre.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.